You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is the wonderful Courtney Barnett with her track Write a List of Things to Look Forward To, which comes from the brand new album Things Take Time, Take Time, which is out now via Milk Records, the label that she helped found over in Melbourne. And I had a lovely chat to Courtney last week about this record. Of course, it's not long since she was here in Aotearoa playing at the Auckland Town Hall and in other various locations around the country. And we had a really nice chat about reflecting on that time and reflecting on the making of this record, which feels quite prescient because she was sort of going through all the motions of a breakup and a bit of soul searching and things that go on at that time of your life. And she wrote a lot of it pre-pandemic, and it really reads in a different way in the light of all the lockdowns. So we had a big chat about the ways we interpret music and the way we listen to music and how it changes with us. And I started by asking her a little bit about where her head had been and what she'd been thinking about when she started making this record.
Yeah, a lot of the album came together in 2020, but some of the songs are kind of were in process before, like pre-COVID. So it's actually quite interesting to see how we just, like, even me listening, like a song like Write a List of Things to Look Forward To, I think lots of people assume are kind of from the time of lockdowns and pandemic, but it was kind of written in late 2019, but I guess that's what we do when we listen to music. Like, yeah, we can't kind of help, but we put our own kind of projections and all that stuff onto them, which I love that. I love that in songwriting. Like, it's what we do to survive and feel good, and yeah.
I think also there is such a beautiful almost interiority to this record, and there's a lot of quite vulnerable sort of personal storytelling that you're doing throughout this album, and maybe that feels like something people are resonating with in this time when we've got a lot of hours of the day to spend with our own thoughts at the moment. Is that something that you feel like has been reflected back at you from the feedback you've been getting from people listening to it so far?
It's always lovely to hear that, and when I hear that people, you know, are finding special moments in songs that mean something to them, then that just makes me feel so good, because I think a lot of times in the moments, like, you feel like you're in your own head and you're experiencing this thing that, you know, no one else could understand, but through the process of writing about it or talking about it with friends, or, you know, like, that's why communication is so important as humans, because then we realize that we're all, like, experiencing very similar things a lot of the time.
I think everybody's really realized how important music is in this time, you know, in a very primal way. It's a form of connection. It's a way we sort of resonate and understand each other. I have been very pleased that we got to see you here in Aotearoa before we hit another big lockdown and a total change in our pandemic pace here. How did you find that tour around New Zealand?
I absolutely loved that tour. It was just so special. It felt really special, and I think, you know, probably a lot because of the times, and I think also because it was a solo tour, just like it's this different energy, a different kind of level of connection with the audience, I think, when I'm, like mostly by myself. I was joined by Stella Musgrave for songs each night, but I think that, like, that solo kind of, it was very intimate,
yeah.
Very kind of nerve-wracking to be solo on stage, and And just seeing so much of the country and playing so many more shows than I normally would. Yeah, I was just really, really grateful that I could do that tour.
Thinking about this and chatting about it with friends the other day, it was quite a surreal time almost. It feels like a bit of a dream now to look back on. I came to the Auckland Town Hall show, and to have so many people in that space, and then, you know, your generosity as a performer, I think you create a real sense of intimacy when people are in there in that big room. It still feels like a very intimate show, and this album I think is a very intimate album as well. I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the instrumentation that you've been working with here, because you've stepped away from, I guess, what people think of you as, like a very guitar driven performer. There's still a lot of guitar on this, but we've got the drum machine, we've got that Arthur Russell influence. Can you tell us a little bit about, I guess, where that aspect of this record came from for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of it, I've been using drum machines for a while, but just never, only in demos and only in songwriting process. For some reason, I've always, like, when it comes to the studio time, I ditch the drum machine and move on to the other instruments. And yeah, there was just something about demos I made, and I sent them to Stella, who, she co-produced the album. And I think I was like, okay, so now you're going to play the real drums, and instead of that. And she was like, well, why don't, like, some of the songs, like,
yeah,
that kind of like repetitive and like kind of electronic rhythmic, it's like, and it's kind of meditative, and it's just something about it that, like, had become part of the song. And it became important to the actual song structure and the energy of the song. So yeah, it was nice to have Stella's input there. And so she kind of programmed a lot of the drums, and then also played live drums and percussion as well. So it was this beautiful kind of blend. I think it was just, and then I think, like, trying to keep a lot of space, kind of like breathing room, you know. I think a lot of this album for me feels like a really calm album, and which maybe was like a feeling I was chasing, because it was not a calm time. It was quite a, like, overwhelming, and, you know, everyone was feeling all these different waves of emotions. And so I think, in a way, you know, I was trying to create this little world to, I don't know, counteract that, or I'm not sure. This is like reflection after the time of of making the album.
When you've made a record that you understand the period, you've just, like, written yourself through a little bit better with that hindsight, with that kind of completed work? Is it something that you feel like you come back and you go, oh, that's where my head was at a little bit?
Yeah, but it's evolving. Like, that's, I find it fast. Like, music to me is so much more than music and art. It's like psychology 101, sociology. Like, there's so much more embedded in it, and it's like, yeah, I understand myself, and I understand that, you know, the person I was and am, and, you know, it's like, I think it's constantly changing, and songs are like this really interesting, you know, document of a time in your life, and the environment and the mood and everything that kind of is part of it. And it's always, yeah, it's always fascinating to look back on it and understand it and, you know, read between the lines, and, yeah, it's constantly changing.
Yeah. And then, as you say, you know, people will overlay their own feelings onto it and it becomes something else when you get, I guess, listeners and their perspective on a track or their way that they interpret a record as well. I was really struck by Sunfair Sundown as a song on this because I think it's got that essence of the desert in it, which, you know, maybe that was me overlaying my own interpretation on it, but there is something sort of wonderfully desert sort of feeling about this album. I don't know if that makes any sense, but there's like a warmth and a heat, that kind of like baked heat feeling to it. What was that landscape for you? Tell us a wee bit about Sunfair.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was written in Joshua Tree, in the desert, and it was kind of, it started off like I wrote it the day after I hung out with some friends and just had, you know, when you're just so overwhelmed by like friendship and human connection, like you have one of those nights or days or whatever, like an interaction where you're just so, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like an overwhelming feeling of kind of joy, and you're just so kind of grateful to like share those moments with people.
Yeah.
And I remember kind of starting the song the next day, almost like sometimes things just kind of almost to start as a poem or like a way of remembering something, like holding on to that feeling that you don't forget what it is. Like it's, I think sometimes it's so easy in life to like, it's so easy to dwell on bad moments, but we like very easily forget wonderful moments. And like it's a, I think that it's also very important to have that balance. Like you can't just pretend bad moments never happen, but yeah, like being able to appreciate both things. And so yeah, that song is pretty much about that, like a real, yeah, just this connection, like human connection and friendship. And I'm glad you like that song. I feel like it's the kind of, it's, I don't know, it's like not a hit or anything, but I love it. It's like one of my favorite songs on the album. In a daze, I can picture you whittling away with such care, with such patience and grace, and I smile.
What do you hope people take from this record, Courtney? What are you hoping your fans and listeners get from this album?
Yeah, like celebrating those moments is so important. Those small moments that just can be so important and so vital. But yeah, I mean, I people find kind of joy amongst it. I think that there's a kind of comment, like it seems like there's a bit of a recurring theme again, like this is my post analysis of my album, but like this kind of night and day and like a very like strong theme of time and distance and like life and death. And I just kind of, I'm not sure what I just hope people find something that means something to them and that, you know, brings them some joy somewhere.
That was Courtney Barnett chatting with me about her brand new album, Things Take Time, Take Time. It is a gorgeous record, very introspective, very warm, and a very thoughtful album. It's out via Milk Records, and it features a lot of Courtney's friends across the album. Stella Mozgawa has been a big hand in creating this record. Also, the wonderful Kate LeBon features on it, and Vagabond as well. These are friends of Courtney's who she's worked with many times in the past and done various performances and collaborations with, and it's really nice to hear those threads throughout this album. I think it really is an album about friendship and connection. done and sort of finding that quiet space to reflect on those things. And I hope you get a chance to have a listen to it and reflect on some of that stuff for yourself as well. We are going to listen to If I Don't Hear From You Tonight, which is from the record. Thank you again to Courtney. You can hear Stella Mozgawa on the drums in this and Kate LeBon on the bass.
Stars in the sky are gonna die. Eventually it's fine. Just like a lonely satellite, drifting for a little while. If I don't hear from you tonight, if I don't hear from you tonight. And it's so quiet outside, with this curfew lullaby.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.